talk to an old friend. Right or wrong, I had to hear your voice again. Unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turned up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know. I heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell. Cause now and then, what might have been interferes with what might be. And I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio and cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know. Please don't cry, I'll say goodbye, and I won't call you anymore. But I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden outlining his reasons for stepping aside in the 2024 election. He held an Oval Office address last night. ABC's Mary Bruce is at the White House this morning.
The president coming before cameras, explaining to the American people his remarkable decision to pass that torch. It is a move that not only will preserve his legacy, but now define it. Now, the president did make no mention, though, of how he got to this moment. No mention of those concerns about his age and mental sharpness that led so many Democrats to question his ability to serve another term. The president did make clear to do more to tackle reproductive rights, and perhaps more than all, he wants to get out the vote for Kamala Harris.
Harris and Biden will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu separately today. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will meet with Netanyahu tomorrow. The bodies of five hostages retrieved from Gaza. The IDF says all five were killed October 7th. First Lady Jill Biden has arrived in Paris. She is greeting American athletes ahead of the Paris Olympics. This is ABC News. A former Uvalde School District police officer scheduled to be arraigned for his role in the law enforcement response to the 2022 Robb Elementary School shooting.
Nearly 400 law enforcers responded to Robb Elementary School on May 24, 2022, but waited over an hour to confront and kill the gunman. Officer Adrian Gonzalez was among them and now faces 29 felony counts of abandoning and endangering a child. Brett Cross's son was one of the victims.
Adrian Gonzalez literally passed by the shooter and did nothing to stop him.
Former Uvalde School Police Chief Pete Arredondo has pleaded not guilty to 10 counts of abandoning and endangering a child. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announcing the deployment of the country's National Guard to Alberta this morning as wildfires continue to scorch the province there. At least 25,000 are under evacuation. evacuation orders. After more than 50 years, Southwest Airlines has announced today they are doing away with the open seating model. They say changing customer preference. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 35% off paints and stains from July 26th through August 5th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be warm and kind of muggy from today right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 81 this afternoon. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, sunny, little breezy, 84. Warm and humid, upper 80s, Saturday and Sunday. It is barbecue season, and you can kick things up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is wicked good. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin is proposing legislation to cap the cost of prescription drugs. The Wisconsin Democrat who's seeking a third term says the Capping Prescription Costs Act would require annual out-of-pocket prescription drug cost caps of $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families with private health insurance. A major Milwaukee-area manufacturer is selling off a chunk of its business. Johnson Controls announced Wednesday it's selling its HVAC manufacturing business to Germany-based Bosch Group for around $8.1 billion. And a reminder to ride an ATV or UTV safely. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources points out that 20 people died from ATV or UTV crashes so far this year. And they add that 95% of fatal crash victims from last year weren't wearing a helmet. The agency urges operators and riders of the vehicles to wear safety equipment.
Buying a home should be a joy, but could you imagine doing this without a realtor? Paperwork, inspections, appraisals, deadlines, showings, market research. Or you could relax. Or understanding legal documents, negotiating offers, coordinating inspections, securing finance. Oh, sorry. A realtor can take the stress out of the home buying process. See how at wra.org/a realtor can. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Realtors Association.
Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good morning. It's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com and Abisilo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand, and Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand. The Tarrant Park Pool construction continues to progress. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says crews are now digging out the bowl of the pool.
As I said, I call the bowl of the pool, I guess, digging that out. And then, of course, the next thing you'll start to see will be the structures that they'll be putting in place to start actually doing the pool. That's probably the bulk of the work over the next 2 weeks. I mean, they need to get that all prepared and ready.
Crews will also start constructing the walls of the bathhouse starting in the next few weeks. The company that built an add-on to the Mondovi wastewater treatment plant is in financial trouble. During this week's Mondovi City Council meeting, Mayor Weiss told the council that the company known as ClearAz notified the city that they're dissolving. Mayor Weiss says that the add-on was intended to reduce phosphorus into the Buffalo River.
Which was, you know, the desire or the intent of that was to lower our phosphorus, you know, into the affluent, the Buffalo River flow. So we think we can still control that through other processes. So we're really, you know, going to look at recouping some of our funds or seeing what's out there as far as our bonding and other things.
The add-on from ClearAz has not been working properly since it was installed, but Weiss says the rest of the plant continues to operate normally. Wisconsin may get its first national park designation. The House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Federal Lands will hear proposed legislation to make the Apostle Islands a national park. Currently, the islands, located in far northwestern Wisconsin, are a national lakeshore. 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany introduced the legislation to make them a national park. The Apostle Islands have been a national lakeshore since 1970. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources will end its ban on carrying a gun near the water. The DNR agreed to repeal its 1999 rule that stopped anyone from carrying a gun near a lake, river, or stream as part of a settlement with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. The DNR approved the gun ban after first banning fishermen from using their guns to help catch large fish like muskie or sturgeon. But Will said the gun ban infringed on the Second Amendment. It will take some time, though, to repeal the rule. The decision to end the ban on guns, however, does not do anything to the law that bans fishermen from using guns to catch fish. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabasilo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The coming week may feel like a tropical heat wave in Wisconsin. The National Weather Service says temperatures will be near 90 with higher humidity starting on Sunday. The Weather Service says the warm and humid airflow is coming from the Gulf of Mexico, and crops are adding additional moisture to the air. Breezy conditions are not expected. A reminder to ride an ATV or UTV safely. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources points out that 20 people died from ATV or UTV crashes so far this year, adding that 95% of fatal crash victims from last year weren't wearing a helmet. The agency is urging operators and riders of the vehicles to wear safety equipment. They also make clear that those born in or after 1988 must complete an ATV and UTV safety certification course to drive on public ATV and UTV trails and areas in Wisconsin. More information on riding recreational vehicles safely is available at the DNR website. A Wisconsin man is charged with fleeing the country to avoid prison for his role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Federal authorities allege Paul Kovacic fled to Ireland to avoid a sentence for joining a mob of supporters of former President Trump in the attack. Kovacic is charged with defying a court order to surrender and serve 3 months for participating in the January 6th, 2021 riot. He was arrested last month after he voluntarily returned to the U.S. and is currently serving his sentence. A conviction on the new charge could lead to more prison time. Kovacic called himself a, quote, political prisoner, unquote, when investigators questioned him after his arrest last month at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles has revoked three car dealer licenses for fraud. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the DMV revoked the licenses of Columbia County Auto Dealers, A1 Alpha Motors, Signature Auto Group, and VIP Autos for rolling back odometers on vehicles sold to customers, falsifying title documents when selling vehicles, and selling vehicles directly to retail customers. The DMV determined through an investigation that all three dealers had violated state law, and the department immediately revoked each license. People can file a complaint against a dealer by visiting the DMV website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Another late-inning comeback win for the Brewers as they knocked off the Cubs 3-2 on Wednesday at Wrigley Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. William Contreras drove in the game-winner with an RBI double in the ninth. Manager Pat Murphy says it wasn't perfect, but it's a win.
I don't think it was great. You know, I don't think we executed great, but our bullpen executed pitches. Wilson and Junis and Pyamps, that's the stars of the game. They were great. Pyamps was a big 3-2 pitch to lead off the ninth inning. Yeah, I mean, I firmly believe that, you know, to give us 8 innings of shutout, it's tough to do on the road. And yeah, I was really pleased with that.
Jacob Junis tossed 3 scoreless innings of relief for the victory. The Brewers hoping Christian Yelich will make it back sooner rather than later. The Brewers left fielder landed on the injured list yesterday, scheduled to see a spine specialist today, which could determine whether he needs season-ending surgery.
He's been an offensive machine, and the attitude he brings, I mean, it's a huge loss. Hopefully we can get him back. He tried like heck to play injured, and it's been going on for a while now, and obviously hopefully we can get him back.
After 3 straight days of work, the Packers are off today before resuming practice on Friday. Another dominant day for the defense as the Packers continue to work without quarterback Jordan Love. No deal yet, but both sides are confident an agreement is coming soon. The defensive line continuing to pressure the Packers offense, head coach Matt LaFleur.
Certainly, we have to protect the quarterback a lot better than we have been, but it is good to see. I like the talent that we have on our defensive front, and it's good to see them being able to go out there and perform.
U.S. women's soccer team begins its quest for gold today against Zambia in Paris. The U.S. hasn't won gold in soccer since the 2012 London Olympics. The men are off to a rocky start. They were blanked by France 3-0 yesterday. They'll take on New Zealand on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently.
To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Minnesota Twins took the rubber match of their series against the Phillies with a 5-4 win at Target Field. The Twins trailed by three entering the bottom of the seventh, but Carlos Santana hit a game-tying double to cap off a three-run inning. In the ninth, Max Kepler hit a walk-off single to give Minnesota the victory. Matt Wallner homered in the victory, while Johan Duran earned his sixth win in relief. The Twins have now won two of three and are in second place in the AL Central. Minnesota begins a series at Detroit tomorrow. Mekhi Blackmon's 2024 season is at an end. The Vikings cornerback tore his ACL during Minnesota's first full-term practice at training camp yesterday. The sophomore cornerback started in three of his 15 appearances last season. He had one interception and 41 tackles to go along with eight pass deflections. The Vikings continue training camp today. The Minnesota Timberwolves have announced their preseason schedule for this year. The team will begin exhibition play with a road game against the Lakers on October 4th. They'll also host a game in Des Moines against Philadelphia. The Wolves are also at New York and Chicago before finishing up preseason against the Nuggets at the Target Center on October 18th. The Packers are hard at work on the first full week of training camp. The team continued practice at Ray Nitschke Field yesterday. Jordan Love entered day three of his contract holdout, and ESPN's Adam Schefter says both sides are confident it'll be resolved sooner rather than later. Meanwhile, corner Eric Stokes secured several picks during practice yesterday. Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Everyone thinks that they have to troll at night for walleyes. That's the typical technique for night bite walleyes. Well, Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says he's got a better way to do it. And I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says you can use bobbers at night and be very effective on walleyes. He said it's because they move up to shallow structure to feed when the sun goes down. He says he marks these spots with his GPS, and then he'll go out and anchor so that he can throw the bobber right on top of that structure. And you can actually keep your bait a couple feet above the bottom because you want those walleyes that are very active at night and feeding to come up for that bait. And you're using a lighted bobber, a strike indicator that you can easily see so that when those walleyes grab that leech or that minnow that you're using for bait, you're going to see it and you're going to be able to get that hook set. So put away that trolling gear, stash all those crankbaits. Get out those lighted slip bobbers, polish up that anchor, and get out over those rock piles because that's where those walleyes are at night and you can catch them. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them.
Oh no, they're about to...
Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be warm and kind of muggy from today right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 81 this afternoon. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, sunny, little breezy, 84. Warm and humid, upper 80s, Saturday and Sunday. It is barbecue season, and you can kick things up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is wicked good. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sometimes it feels like this world's spinning faster than it did in the old days. So naturally we have more natural disasters from the strain of a fast pace. Sunday was a day of rest, now it's one more day. And we can't slow down, 'cause more is best. It's all an endless process. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the six string, people pass by and you call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by, by, by. Sometimes I can hear this old earth shouting through the trees as the wind blows. That's when I climb up here on this mountain to look through God's window. You call them by their first name. Watching the clouds roll by, by, by. Sometimes I dream I'm driving down an old dirt road, not even listed on the map. I pass a dad and son carrying a fishing pole, but I hold up every time I try to turn back. I miss Mayberry, sitting on the porch drinking ice cold cherry coke, where everything is black and white. Picking on the sixth string when people pass by and call them by the first name. Watching the clouds roll by.
Shop locally. Listen locally.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
On the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. And I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance. Yeah, tonight. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to swim with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show lip love. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
There we were, in the back of that old C71, the road was dirt. A couple kids waiting on some cherry red. Baby, I still recall the taste. We were a few beers shy of freedom. I had my hands around your waist. You said, babe, I'm getting cold. I said, climb on in my jacket. You already know, like my heart, you can't have it. Dusted up boots and high on a perfume bus. That sea forever sky wasn't near as high as us. Yeah, our hearts were beating faster than a runaway midnight train. We couldn't stay forever, but we said it anyway. Baby, hold me tight and never let me go. Look
look up at the sky, heaven's putting on a show.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Dunn County Fair, and good morning. Coming up here in just a couple minutes, we'll be chatting with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron about the City Council meeting from last night. Don't forget, next hour, we'll also be continuing our spotlight on the Weiss Family Farm with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and we'll have that at about 9:10 or so. Also during the 9 o'clock hour, starting at just after 9 o'clock, we'll have coverage of the Dairy Show from the Dunn County Fair, and you'll be able to watch the Dairy Show on our streaming video service on our website at realcountry1430.com. Just go to the video streaming tab. You'll be able to watch the Dairy Show from the Dunn County Fair, our video streaming service brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. One birthday to pass along today, Rachel Griffin Sturley, celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Rachel. So her name goes into the Big Giant Fishing Tackle Box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. If you're purchasing an animal at the Dunn County Fair this week, well, you can have Durand Smokehouse process that animal. Just visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, for more information. Our winner will also receive a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Make Dairy Queen of Durand your stop for lunch today. Use the Dairy Queen app, earn rewards points, then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats, too. To enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. And you can also drop us a postcard or our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Durand Smokehouse, Dairy Queen of Durand, and WRDN.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
DQ presents how to enjoy the three best cookies at the same time. First, grab the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard from DQ. Then dig into Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter. And last but not least, repeat! Because the new Ultimate Cookie Blizzard packs all three into one powerhouse of a treat. So you can enjoy the best cookie trifecta in every red spoonful. Hurry in for a taste today. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be warm and kind of muggy from today right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 81 this afternoon. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, sunny, little breezy, 84. Warm and humid, upper 80s, Saturday and Sunday. It is barbecue season, and you can kick things up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is wicked good. Try it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I've been up to my neck, working 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my feet. Been dreaming of getting away since I don't know. Ain't no better time than now for Mexico. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problems, no problems. Wanna towel on a chair in the sand by the sea. Wanna look through my shades and see you there with me. Wanna soak up life for a while and laid back mode. No boss, no clock, no stress, no dress code. No shoes, no shirt, no problem. Sand and a drink in my hand with no bottle and no shoes, no shirt, and no problem. Babe, let's get past tank tops and flip-flops if you got them. No shoes, no shirt, and no problem. No
crying late one Sunday night outside of Boulder. He said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, You gotta learn to be strong. So I work two jobs and I move three times. I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, I've missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Duran Mayor Patrick Mulliron, as we talk about the City Council meeting from last night. Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us. Kind of not a very busy council meeting, but we did have with a resident wanting to open up an e-bike rental business that we had to do some zoning changes.
Well, yeah, it was, well, conditional use permit, and what it was is to start e-bike rentals. This is up on 10th Avenue, and it's going to start out as a small in-home type business, is what they're looking at, about six bikes. These are bikes that generally you'd go online and do the rental. You'd pick them up, and then you'd use them for a day, is what they're looking at, hoping to start out that way and then expand. I know, personally, I've traveled. I know if you get to places around the Twin Cities, they're crazy about these bikes. It seems like they're renting them all over the place and so on. But again, looking to start it out here, coming up with just a few bikes and then maybe expanding and then potentially getting its own location or that type of thing. And the council last night did approve that conditional use permit.
Meanwhile, also too, with Blues on the Chippewa coming up, we're doing some changes not only to street closures but for the open container.
Yeah, a couple of things that we were approved. Of course, since it's right down on the river, part of River Drive is going to be closed, and part of First Avenue, if people sitting there thinking what First Avenue, if you know where Durand Optometry is in Sunny Sky, it's the road in between there. That's going to be where like emergency vehicles are parked and have access to, and then the rest of it's going to be closed. And then also the open container permit that they applied for, that permit has been And it used to be include Madison Street and Main Street because, of course, Memorial Park was included. That's also shifted by a block. So it includes includes Main Street and includes River. And so obviously with it down there and those changes were approved last night.
Was there any concern from the council, especially with River Street? There are people that live on Main Street. They have River Street as how they drive in to get to their apartments. It's kind of where they might have, you know, to be outside on the river. Is there a concern that now we have open container going by these areas and garbage and that sort of thing? Because if I understand it, it's going to be River Street all the way from Veterans Memorial Park all the way basically down to Corral, correct?
Correct. Well, the rules haven't changed for the bars because, I mean, that's the people that it benefits. That before they were responsible to clean up their blocks where their business was located, the same thing will go back there. They've always done a pretty good job of policing it themselves, and expect we expect the same effort down there also. And again, that's one of the contingencies that if you're not doing those things, and of course anybody who has property back there will still have access. The one thing about it is the majority that we closed, the area that we closed, there's really not a lot of businesses on one end because you got the city and you got a few other one other business on this one and on the next. But again, everybody will still have access to their property. That won't be an issue. The street will be closed. And then, of course, the open container rule applies, and they're still responsible to take care of those things. And if there's issues, we'll have to address it.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Millairn this morning. With the 6th Avenue East project, still kind of waiting for that final coat of blacktop to be put on before that's done. But part of it is there wanting to have the school parking lot kind of done first, right?
Well, yeah. The one thing about it is, obviously, you know, when you put down a new blacktop, even if you have it on there for a week or two, if you bring big trucks on it and they're making turns, that was a concern. So the city did request, since it's the same contractor for the school project as the city project, let's coordinate this so that the parking lot in front of the school gets to a certain point, and then we do those at the same time so that we can make sure that the upper service, there's no issue on 6. So that's probably put it where it could have been done by now. We're looking at probably, I know they said about that first level on the school was probably going to be the end of this week, so we're probably talking another week after that. Still within the window to be completed by the 15th of August, though, before school started. But again, just to make sure that we put on a nice surface that it stays that way.
Meanwhile, with the Tarrant Park Pool Project, a big giant hole all of a sudden showed up.
Yeah, they're getting ready to, as I said, I call the bowl of the pool, I guess, digging that out. And then, of course, the next thing you'll start to see will be the structures that they'll be putting in place to start actually doing the pool. That's probably the bulk of the work over the next 2 weeks. I mean, they need to get that all prepared and ready. So on, people start to see walls going up as far as the building is concerned. And again, as we said, that structure's going up. But if people look there and see a big hole, I guess that's how you create a swimming pool. You got to have a big hole. And that's what they've been working on the last couple days. And that'll be the main part of the work over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
That's Duran Mayor Patrick Millairn. You're listening to WRDN.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitz Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitz Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples, young man.
Tomorrow's my big day.
Big day?
First grade.
Aw. Well, you know, Staples has crayons, markers, glue.
I need a laptop.
Oh, yeah, sure. With Staples Hot Deals, you can save up to $300 on select PCs for school.
Wait. The finances are mom's department.
Right.
I'm looking for performance, like a Core i7 processor.
Boy, first grade has really changed.
Tell me about it.
Save big on tech for school with super low Staples Hot Deals. Right now, get up to $300 off select PCs at Staples. Ends 8/24.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Your name, it's so loud in here I can't hear a thing, but I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Then hair said the sun went down, be hair when it comes back around. Buzzed all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways. Ain't no need to fight, y'all. Take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hey since the sun went down, be hey when it comes back around. Earth all week, it's time to play, gonna get a little bit sideways. Gotta make 'em wanna, gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Been hey since the sun went down, be hey when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play, gonna get a little bit sideways. So loud in here, I can't hear a thing.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me.
can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell.